Hello and welcome to this week's Head Teacher Letter on the 8th of October. I hope it finds you all very well. I'm delighted to share with you that students continue to make an exceptionally strong start to our academic year. Across all year groups, we've seen some really impressive levels of enthusiasm, maturity and engagement in their learning. It's been a real pleasure for me as the head teacher to go into the classroom and see them full of energy and focus. Now, as we move into the heart of the autumn term, I do want to take a moment to give you some updates across our school community. And the first one is based upon our new year teams who are there to support every child. So we've introduced this year new year teams, and they're there to support students so they feel well valued, they feel well known, well guided throughout their school journey. And these teams are already having a positive impact and fostering some really strong relationships and promoting well-being. So for Year 7 students, their head of year continues to be Miss Rains, but they now have an assistant head of year who is Miss Harrison, and the leadership link to support that year group is our Mrs. Bova, who is our assistant head teacher. In Year 8 and 9, the head of year continues to be Miss Huddleston, but the new assistant head of year for those two year groups is Mr. Bentley, and the leadership link supporting that area is Mr. Fletcher. And for Year 10 and 11, the head of year continues to be Mr. Gould, the assistant head of year, newly appointed Miss Phipps, and the leadership link is Mrs. Welsh. So if as a parent or a carer, we always ask that your first port of call is your child's mentor, but those are the year teams who are absolutely supporting your child, respective of the year that they are in. Next is a reminder about our community cupboard. Everybody's welcome to that meeting. It's every Tuesday at 2:30. Mrs. Bova hosts the community cupboard in our school libraries, and families are warmly invited to drop in for free perishable items, hot drink and a friendly chat. It's a simple but meaningful way to support our school community, but it also, we feel, provides a relaxed space for parents and carers to raise any questions or share any feedback about school life. So we absolutely invite you to that meeting every Tuesday, 2:30 in our school library. Some great news in terms of recognition for the music provision at Parkside. Last week we received confirmation from Derby and Derbyshire Music Partnership that we had been awarded and recognised with the prestigious Music Mark Award. And that's down to our commitment to high quality music education and the incredible talent of our students, and most importantly, our music teacher, Mrs. Allsop, who's having been a driver for that. So massive well done to all students at Parkside who partake in whether it's choir or guitar lessons or piano lessons that we have, or in the music lessons themselves. And it's just fantastic that we've been recognised as a school for that strong provision. In terms of reminders around equipment and readiness to learn, we really do appreciate your support as parents and carers. Just to give your child a gentle reminder every morning, they need to be fully equipped for their learning. The learning packs that we provided, they just help us create a calm and focused learning environment. If you do need any support sourcing equipment, we do have a shop in-house, so they can purchase any equipment that they need in terms of pens, rulers, or a new whiteboard or a whiteboard pen. But if there's any other issues, please contact us, and we thank you for your support in making sure they come well equipped with their learning pack every day. Homework and Satchel 1, if you haven't done so already, and many of you have done, please make sure that you are logged on to the Satchel 1 online platform. And it's a great place as a parent to regularly check the homework that your child has and also ensure they meet their deadlines. If you need any help accessing the homework platform Satchel 1, please do contact us directly at school and we'll be able to support with our IT department. Those of you who have visited in the last week may have noticed there's some building works going on the far side of our school campus, and that is the new school reception that's being built. That's over at where the old E block was. So we're excited to share that the construction is underway. It is at the old E block, as I've said, at the far end of the car park, and it's just to create a modern welcoming space. It'll improve accessibility and certainly enhance the visitor experience to our school. We hope the project will be finished by Christmas, but we'll absolutely keep you up to date with the progress of that. On Friday, we have World Mental Health Day. And to mark this, all students will receive yellow ribbon stickers in their mentor groups, and they'll also have the chance to purchase yellow themed items in the reward shop during Friday brunch, and that'll include food, stationery and gifts, and they'll be able to use their Arbor praise points they've accumulated since the start of term to spend there. At the support centre, students will also create a personal pledge of kindness displayed in the windows, promoting positivity and well-being across our school. Year 11 prom. I know that there have been some questions asked of the parents and carers of Year 11 students. I can confirm, really pleased to confirm, that Year 11 prom will take place on Friday, the 3rd of July, and that will be at Ringwood Hotel and Spa. It's such a special celebration of students' hard work and achievements, and it's one of my favourite evenings of the year that we have here at Parkside. As in previous year, I must stress it is an invite-only event, so expectations for children to receive an invite in Year 11 is they must have good attendance, positive behaviour, absolute homework completion, intervention participation as we get nearer to the exams, and just a general all-round positive attitude to learning. And these have been shared with students in terms of the criteria, and we've done that via what we call the prom passport. We've done that assemblies and mentor time. Now our aim is always for every student to attend, and we'll support them to the best of our ability to meet that criteria. But if you are a Year 11 parent or carer and you know that your child is very keen to attend the prom, certainly a conversation around the expectations that I've just shared would be a positive outcome for them. And then finally, we want your say. So we've been asked by Derbyshire's Police and Crime Commissioner. They want to hear your thoughts through the Listening to You surveys. It's a great opportunity to share your thoughts on policing, community safety and local priorities. And there's also a friendly competition between police cadets. So we've actually, it's been brought to our attention by one of our own students, and we're keen to support that student because there is a competition between the police cadets, who can get the most surveys completed. So The link is in my letter. Please complete that survey if you have the capacity for Derbyshire's Police and Crime Commissioner. And when you do, are asked to enter the police candidate collar number. That's been provided in the letter as well. Thank you for supporting that, and thank you for supporting our young cadets. As always, we have lots going on our social media channels, so please do check us out on Facebook, Twitter, or X as it's now known, and Instagram. Just search for us, Parkside Community School Chesterfield, and you can stay up to date with all the news and all the events and all the celebrations of the great things that the children are doing at Parkside. And that's all for me. Thank you as always for your continued support, and we hope you have a fantastic day and a great week.